All right. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the Empowered Midlife. I'm your host, Dr. T, and today we're getting real about things I wish I knew before midlife. Come on now. Midlife isn't a crisis, but it is a change in life. So let's talk about it. It's a reset, it's a rebirth, and it's the best step you're ever going to take into reaching your fullest potential as the favorite version of you. So, whether you're approaching midlife, in the middle of it like me, or just reflecting on your own journey, in today's episode, we're going to talk about how you successfully navigate midlife. But here are seven things I want you to know that I wish I knew before I entered midlife. Nobody warned me. Listen, I wish somebody had sat me down just like they did when we started having our cycles as little girls. You remember how people did us and they said, when you have your cycle, you're going to become a woman. Here's what's going to happen. So they prepared us for it. But sis, listen, nobody prepared us for the opposite side of this. Nobody told us to get ready for this side. So here are seven things that I wished somebody had told me before I entered midlife. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Here's the first one. Number one, I wish somebody had told me your peace matters. Listen, your peace is non-negotiable. You've got to protect your peace. Protect your peace, protect your energy. Nobody told me to get ready for that. I don't know about y'all, but when I hit midlife, it felt like everything was crashing down on me. I might be the only one, but listen, that's the first thing that I wish I had been prepared for when it came to midlife. Here's number two, self-worth is not up for debate. Listen, how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself, it's not up for debate. You need not to try to prove yourself to anybody. Here's what I want you to do with me right now. Put your hand on your chest and say it with me with your whole chest out. I am enough. I have always been enough. And I will always be enough. That's right. Your self-worth is not up for debate, sis. Here's number three that I wish somebody had told me, aging is not a decline. Listen, midlife is about rebirth. It's about resetting, and it's about finding your way with your wisdom and your power. See, when we were young, in our 20s and our 30s, we gave all that energy away to everybody else, which is why women hit a wall when we hit our 40s. Women hit a wall when we have empty nest. Women hit a wall when it's time to transition. Because why? You gave your 20s, your 30s, and even your early 40s to other people. But now is the time for you to focus on yourself. And here's the problem. You don't even know who you are because you spent so much time showing up for other people. So in midlife, aging is not a decline. It's actually a rebirth. I wish somebody had told me that. Here's number four, and this is a big one for me. I don't know about y'all, but number four is big for me. Let me just take a step back, because number four was so big for me. Number four, your body will change. Listen, there are so many things that happen to your body when you hit midlife. Nobody prepared you for that. Not even your OBGYN. Nobody told you perimenopause, menopause, hair being dry, skin being dry, just everything. And I do mean down there too, feels dry. The mood changes, the anxiety, the depression, the appetite changes. There were a few foods that I was never allergic to or had a sensitivity to that just showed up in midlife. Listen, everything about your body changes in midlife. And here's the thing, we've got to learn to embrace it, but nobody told us about it. So instead of resisting the changes, we've got to learn how to work with them. I don't know about you, but I had to learn how to nourish my body the way my body needed to be nourished. I had to find a functional medicine doctor who helped me to sit down and understand my body. So all of this great stuff that we see on social media now that's showing up about perimenopause and menopause and midlife and all this wonderful stuff, it's great information, but every woman's body is different. What works for one sister may not work for the next sister. Sis, you got to invest in yourself. And that looks like taking care of your body, mind, and spirit. I wish somebody had told me that my body was going to change when I got to midlife. Here's the fifth thing that I wish somebody had told me. Whew, this is one of my favorites. No is a complete sentence. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Listen, stop explaining to people why you're saying no to something. You don't have to give an explanation or a reason why you are using the two-letter complete sentence word no. It's a complete sentence, it's a complete thought, and it does not need explanation. No and self-boundaries are simply you performing acts of love to yourself. That's a big one. Because in midlife, we recognize that we've been showing up for everybody else and we are exhausted. I don't know about y'all, but when I hit midlife, I recognized that I was physically exhausted. I was mentally exhausted. I was emotionally exhausted. My time, my talent, and my treasure was given to everybody else, and I had zero energy for myself. I had zero capacity to take care of myself. And listen, my body let me know. So number five, setting boundaries is a must. Here's the sixth thing that I wish somebody had told me about midlife. It's never too late to start over. How many of you are in careers that you don't love as much as you used to love? You did it for so many years and it's not a challenge. It doesn't bring you joy anymore. It's not your passion. Sis, it's never too late to start over. Think about that for a second. If you're in a place where you've reached the ceiling of where you are, or if you're in a place where you're not even growing anymore, can I help you? It's not too late to start over. Whether it's a career, a new love, or even a new passion or hobby, you can start again. Listen, midlife is not a complete stop. It's simply a layover for some of us. It's a chance to regroup, to refresh, and to restart. So stop acting like midlife is the end of life. It's just the beginning. Here's number seven, and here is what I want you to think about for number seven. Life is a process itself. There are going to be some people who started life with us who won't be there towards the end of our lives, and we've lost them. Quite naturally, we need to grieve their loss. But here's the thing I want you to remember. Relationships will end. Some people will no longer be in our lives. Jobs will end, but here's what I want you to remember. Healing is a process. You don't heal overnight. Old wounds don't just disappear, and healing is possible only when you do the work. And the work doesn't mean just binge watching YouTube, just binge watching Instagram, just binge watching Facebook, and watching people in their 10 to 15 minute versions of a session heal you. No, sis, healing is your work that you do for yourself. So you have to remember that healing is a process. I've got two bonuses for you. I know I told you seven things that I wish somebody had told me when I entered midlife, or even before I got to midlife, so I would be prepared. But I got two bonuses for you. Here's the first one. Girl, you gotta love yourself out loud. Stop trying to hide yourself. Stop trying to be behind the scenes. Stop trying to look like other people. Stop trying to fit in. Speak highly of yourself. Speak confidently about yourself. Girl, live well and live life fully. Girl, you gotta love yourself out loud. Stop letting people make you doubt who you are and whose you are. You already know that you are a queen, sis. So love yourself out loud and be the beautiful queen that you are. I wish somebody had told me that before I entered midlife. And here's the last bonus that I want to share with you. I talked about it a little bit earlier. Here's the last one. Midlife is the prime time of your life, sis. It's not the end of your life. It is the prime time of your life. I know things are happening. I know things are shifting. But midlife really is the prime time of your life. You've got wisdom. You've got experience. Listen, you're bringing all of that together to create the life that you want. Check this out. On your terms. That's what midlife is all about. Can I help you a little bit here with my own story? I remember thinking when I was in my late teens and my early 20s, when I saw people in my family who were in their 40s and their 50s, I remember thinking, gosh, life must be over when you hit your 40s and your 50s, because I didn't see joy in my family members. I didn't see joy in some of my teachers. And I remember thinking, gosh, it's so sad that you live all this time only for you to get to your 40s and 50s and life is over because there's no happiness and no joy. But here I am in my 40s and 50s, and can I be honest with you? I personally feel like this is the best time of my life. Why? Because I'm doing life on my terms. I'm learning to love my body as it is. I'm learning how to take care of my body. I'm learning how to pour into me mentally, emotionally, and physically. I feel like now it really is all about me, and there's nothing selfish about it. Listen, if that's you, I need you to type that in the comments. Share your stories with other women. Make sure that you're sharing with other women how you are thriving in midlife. Remember, midlife is not the end of life. It's time for us to thrive. So, I just want to share with you real quick. I want you to think of a midlife mantra. And I know you're thinking like, wait a minute, why do I need a mantra for midlife? Because sis, let's just be honest, life is life and sometimes, right? And so sometimes we just need something to remind us of how great we really are. So can I just give you a midlife mantra to repeat for the next week until our time together next week? I want you to constantly think about this mantra. Repeat it to yourself. Get bold with it. Get confident with it, because this is who you are. Let's talk about it. I give myself permission to put my joy, my peace, and my well-being first. Can we say that one more time? Because I felt that. I give myself permission to put my joy, my peace, and my well-being first. I am worthy of the life I desire. Sis, thank you so much for spending this time with me today. Remember, midlife is not about slowing down. It's about you stepping into your favorite, your boldest, and your most authentic self. I'll see you next time on The Empowered Life. Remember to stay bold, stay confident, and most importantly, stay authentically you.